You are listening to the INCJ podcast, Conversations about International Criminal Justice.
Good morning from Bucharest, everybody, and happy to see you. Thank you for arranging this. Together with Professor Ioan Turnescu, indeed, we have arranged the theme, What is Success in Prison and Probation? Because in the end, this is what it matters. Doesn't matter we are in a pandemic or in a sort of normal reality, let's say. But what is success for you, Ioan?
Oh, straight to the point.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. that's a very good question, actually. And I quite reflected a lot on it these days. As an academic, I think nowadays, I think that success is when something that we discover or something that we design in the academia is reflected actually on the streets, is reflected on the immediate reality. We can see changes in the social, in the real life. And I think this is really success for me as an academic. But of course, there are a lot of other definitions of success, and I'm sure that we will hear about them. For instance, let's see what the prison staff in Romania thinks about it. Are you curious about that? Okay, so let's see how it goes. Let me share my screen.
We have 8 minutes for this, please.
Absolutely. We are on time, no problem. We are today with Cristina Teoroc, the Deputy Director of Gelava Prison, one of the largest prisons in Romania. Hello, Cristina.
Hello.
Thank you for accepting our invitation to this interview.
Thank you.
Cristina, the first question, very fast. What means success to you as a deputy director and as a social worker with a very long experience in prison?
After 20 years as a social worker and deputy director here in the same prison, Bucharest Gelava prison, success is a big word for me, and I know that I have just few minutes to say you how means for me, and it's in a relation with inmates, colleagues, and this institution, because after so many years, this institution is my second family, my second home. I can say this. And of course, it means small achievements, small or big opportunities, and how I managed to develop the life here for inmates, our clients, and for my colleagues in the same time.
But let's come down to a concrete example. Can you give me one single example of success in the last 6 months?
Yeah, definitely it has a link with this pandemic context. Mm-hmm. Because in the last 6 months, I had responsibilities as a director, governor, and it was very hard for us to resolve the crisis, mm-hmm. Because it's about how to test the inmates, how to convince them to have a vaccine, and it was about a lot of reduce activities and their rights, and to convince them that it's okay to stay in the room almost all the day, and it's healthy for them to stay there and do almost nothing until we resolve the crisis.
Absolutely, I fully understand that. Actually, Gelava prison and the whole prison system in Romania handled quite well the pandemic situation, with no deaths and no riots and so on. So yeah, I can see why you think of this as a success.
Thank you.
Christina, the last question. Can you tell me what is missing from your professional life to make your life in prison as a success every day?
I don't know if it's okay to say it's missing, but we need more education and culture, mm-hmm. organizational culture especially. We need more trust in them, in our force, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. in our powers.
More confidence.
More confidence, yes. And we need, of course, to have trust in each other. Mm. Yes, I think education, training, culture, and trust. It's what you need for this question.
Yeah, you need more. I understand. Okay, hello, Andrea.
Hello.
Andrea is psychologist in the therapeutical community inside the Geneva prison. And we are very happy to have you. Thank you for accepting our invitation, Andrea.
Thanks. I'm working at Geneva prison for 10 years. This is 10 years for me.
Wow, quite a long experience.
Okay. Yes, interesting experience.
I'm sure it is an interesting one. But after such a long time, Andrea, how do you define success for you in prison as a psychologist?
In my point of view, the success is when a prison officer discovers a need or a risk for inmate, and after he finds out a way to communicate with him about the risk. Because in my experience, I see a lot of colleagues of prison officers that they see the problem, they see the risk, the need, but they don't find out the way to communicate with inmates and resolve the problem, to find the solution with the inmate.
Tell me, can you give me an example in the last 6 months, let's say, when you have reached a great success? Mm.
For him, for example, one inmate had his wife and his children ill by COVID-19, and he didn't know very much information about them. And I discussed 2 weeks every day, maybe in weekends. So I asked a colleague to discuss with him to give support. And after these 2 weeks, I arranged an online visit to see the children and discuss with him. And it was a problem solved with many involved of us.
And Andrea, going back to the definition of success, is there something missing in the prison that is frustrating you in reaching the success that you'd like?
I think it needs a more professional, more social workers and psychologists and doctors. I think this is what they are missing, because for now we have like a psychologist for 100 inmates, for example, approximately. And it's very much, because there are many problems to solve.
Okay, Daniel. Daniel is a psychologist at the Geneva prison. Hello, Daniel, and thank you for accepting our invitation. Thank you. Daniel, we go straight to the point. Tell me, what is success in your opinion? How do you consider a day a successful day?
Okay. It's a tough question, I think, but a good indicator of success, I think, it's when you go to your family, by the end of the day, when you're going home to your family and knowing that all your duties have been completed with great success. So in my opinion, that's the first thing that came in mind for this question.
Give me a concrete example of success in the last 6 months for you.
Yes, I can. Related to the current pandemic situation, I have an example. Because in this period, a lot of things can go wrong in the penitentiary because the inmates can be irritated by the restriction. So it was a situation when an inmate did not cooperate with my colleagues and he refused to wear a protection mask because he didn't believe in COVID-19. So as a psychologist, I was asked to intervene and to convince him to do the right thing in this current situation. And it was a success. By the end of the intervention, he understood the risk and he wears a mask now.
Okay.
Okay. So this they were the prison staff that we interviewed for this event. And I have to say that I was really impressed with the performance of the prisons in Romania in particular, because up until November last year, they managed not to have any single case of COVID-19 inmate or staff in the prison system. So I think that was really, really a high performance. But I'm sure that there are also a lot of successes in the probation system. And for that, I would like to pass the floor to Gabriel, who will do the a live interview this time with Silvia. Gabriel, you have the floor.
Hello, your notes. Okay, see, a few words about me. I'm Gabriel Wancha. I'm a Bucharest Probation Service Manager. And I will ask my colleague Silvia, what means success in your probation activity?
First of all, hi, everybody. Nice to be here. And about the definition of success, I find it very hard to get a concrete definition of success in probation, because I think that a probation counselor must learn to adapt to the people he works with, so to their needs and their abilities. But generally, if I am to, I don't know, to get a general definition of success is when you manage to plant the seed of change for a better life in their minds, and afterwards they use it even when they end their probation time. So the seed of the change, I think this is the success in probation.
Give me please a concrete example of success in your activity from the last 6 months, please.
Well, it's a recent example because I think last month, one of my clients came to me and he was very proud because he had been able to avoid the conflict in his family after participating in one social reintegration program we held in our service. And he was very satisfied, and the satisfaction in his eyes made me understand he was successful and I was successful too. So he managed to understand that there are always some other options than getting into a conflict, and he applied this into his personal life. So that's a success.
Nice. And the last question for you, Silvia, please let me know what is missing for you to achieve success in your everyday professional life?
I think that we need to strengthen the community resources network in order to be able to offer them more opportunities to reintegrate in society. Maybe, I don't know, diversify the job opportunities or the qualification, the professional qualification, education, and even treatment for people who need it. I don't know, with psychiatric needs or with drug users. I think this is one important thing to do in order to be more successful in probation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Silvia.
Thank you, too.
And now I give the floor to Ivan. Ivan.
Yeah, thank you, Gabriel. Thank you. Thank you for this inspiring dialogue with Silvia. I can see that you are pleased with the answers. So Silvia is safe. All good. Now I would like to invite Cătălin to answer more or less the same questions around success. Cătălin is a probation officer in Bucharest Probation Service with quite a long experience. And not only long, but also diverse. He was a probation service. He was a probation officer for quite some time, and then he left the service, and then he came back after a few years. So he has quite an interesting inside outside perspective on the probation work. So, Cătălin, what is success for you after so many years and so much adventure in the probation service?
Hello, Ioan. Hello, everybody. I'm very glad to be here, and thank you for the very nice introduction. And what is success for me in probation? I would say that in general, when we think about success, we think about, you know, great, awesome achievements that are possible or that we make or other people make. But I came to understand that for me, at least in probation, success is about the little things more than the big achievements. Of course, it's good to have great stories, dramatic changes, but those happen also, but they are not as frequent. So I came to see success as the little things that, the little changes that I see in people, like, for example, just when people gain a little bit more awareness, when people get a little bit more self-confident, when people feel appreciated as human beings, and that unleashes, I think, their inner powers, let's say, because which tend to be forgotten. And after you've been through the process, the penal process, and it can be dehumanizing even. So I think my main superpower as a probation officer is to reinforce humanity in the people I deal with.
Yes, very interesting, and I can see the connection with Silvia's answer. She was also talking about change, and I think it's really important to stress that in probation work, we don't really see every day a spectacular change. We don't see this kind of wow moments all the time, but on the contrary, we see this kind of small steps, small changes. But when they got accumulated, they can trigger a big life changes and eventually a life outside crime. But can you give an example in the last, let's say, 6 or 1 year, 6 months or 1 year from your own experience when you saw this type of change?
Yes, I can. I'm thinking about an individual that is on my caseload right now. He's just getting close to finishing his term, and he's rather homeless. He's not completely homeless, but he's homeless 90%. So for him, like, his dream job is to find a car wash that also provides accommodation, that gives him a place to live and to stay, because he doesn't for the most part. So when you live like that, you don't have any kind of structure in your life. So it's hard to do anything. So this guy, he had 200 community work hours to do, you know, through his sentence. And he needed to do that in order to successfully complete his term, right? So it was not easy for him to finish his 200 hours, given that his life was mostly chaos, right? So he eventually did, and he was so happy when he did finish his hours. And I could see that he had tried really hard, and he was really happy, and it was a success for him that he managed to finish the hours. And as Silvia said earlier, that success, his success, was, I felt it as my success as well. But it wasn't. It was his success, of course, completely.
Yes, yes, I can see a lot of similarities between your answer and Silvia's answer. It's like you are colleagues.
Yeah, we also understand each other pretty well. We work very well together. So.
Yes, we can see that. Thank you very much, Catalina. I'm sure that we would like to talk to you for a much longer time, but time is pressing. And I would suggest we move on to the prisoners or to the probationers to see how they define success and how can we really interact with their stories on success. And for that, I would like to share my screen again, but for that, I need a little bit of time. Okay, so we start with Marius, right?
I think we will start with the prison.
Oh, we start with the prison. Even better.
Yeah.
Because the
inside and outside.
Yes, the prisoners are. We can do that as well.
It doesn't matter where.
Yeah, let me share the screen and then we are ready to go. There we go.
Hello. How are you today? All good?
Yeah, everything is fine.
Everything is fine. Very good. Adrian, the first question of our interview today is, what is success for you? What do you understand with success as a prisoner in Jilava prison?
In my opinion, the success here in the jail is when I arrived to this community a few days ago. And in my opinion, it's completely a different thing. Everything is different. The people, the way they talk to you, what they teach you, and all this program, from what I see now, I'm pretty new in this, but it feels like a different world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what is success for you? I mean, how do you know that today it was a successful day for you?
Today?
Yeah, let's take this example.
I would define by having a good day, having some good connections with the members of the community and feeling good, having a good connection, creating new connections, learning the program, rehabilitate.
Uh-huh. Okay. So making friends, having good communication with the others, and taking part in the rehabilitation activities.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Adrian, what is missing in your opinion? What is missing for you to achieve even a greater success where you are?
I'm too much new in this community right now to tell you what is missing. I need to experience a bit more, but I think with the time I will know something. Maybe not. For now, it's perfect. I feel like everything is really good for me.
Okay, we should let the listener know that you are probably new in the therapeutical community, which is a small community inside the Jilava prison. A little bit separated from the other inmates. So that's why you are saying that you are new in this community. Hello again. We are this time with Mr. Avramov Stefan Eugen. Hello, Stef, and thank you for your invitation for this interview.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm quite well. It's a very nice day. It's a sunny day, so.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's good to know. That's good to know. Stef, the first question of the interview is, how do you define success for you inside the prison?
Well, that's a good question. I believe success, I guess, it stays in all the activities you have. I mean, it's not so nice being in the room the whole day. I guess you're supposed to have things to do. School, socializing, and a good connection with the family. I don't know, it's quite easy. You have to have things to do in prison that prepares you for the future when you're out.
Right.
This is what I call success. So you don't lose the time you serve in prison for nothing.
Yeah. Okay, so success for you is not wasting time, exactly, using your time in an active manner, like any part of activities, and at the same time having a good connection with the family, right?
Yes, yes, indeed. So a pragmatic way and a good way to keep in touch with the family. Yes.
Absolutely. And do you have a family, Stef?
Yes, I do. Well, not really, but I have my own family and my old family in which I grew up. They are a little bit separated. My mom passed away in 2001 when I was 11 years old.
Oh, sorry about that.
But I have five sisters and two brothers.
Wow.
And a stepfather as well.
Mm-hmm.
I have three kids, but they are living in Germany, a boy and two girls.
Wow, good for you.
And I'm trying to keep in touch with everybody, which is quite hard, but not talking about friends and so others. In prison, it's quite expensive calling, especially in different countries. And I'm trying to just, I don't know, separate friends and family and put my priorities, which first and foremost are my kids and then my brothers and sisters, which I consider them as my parents.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's quite a large funding, I have to say. You are a lucky man.
Thank you.
I suggest we stop now due to the time pressure. But as you can see, success is a very complex notion in the prison context. I would suggest we move on now to the probationers to see how they see success. Is everybody happy with that?
Happy with that. Catalina arranged some very good interviews with people with lived experience in probation. So let's see that.
Okay, so we should ask Catalina if we can start with Marius. Is it okay to start with Marius?
That's probably better, yes.
Excellent. Let me share the screen again.
Hello, Marius. Thank you for agreeing to talk to me today.
You're welcome, Catalina. Nice to meet you today.
Yeah, it's good to see you again. So we will try to have a little chat about success and probation. But let's start with success. And I would like to ask you, what would you say is success for you? In your opinion, success.
For me, you know, I'm a football player. I have 14 years in football, and for me, success always meant to be a winner, to end the match in a football pitch like a winner.
To score as many goals as possible.
Yeah, to be a winner, to win something. For me, success is something like this, to win something.
Okay.
Despite any difficulties, I go past and I go through them. I like to have something. Even when I lose, and when you lose, you need to get your head up and to leave the situation like a winner. You need to achieve something, even when you do mistakes. And in my opinion, to do mistakes is good for everybody, because doing mistakes, you teach yourself and you learn to don't do them anymore.
So mistakes would be like learning opportunities. This is something.
And that's why I'm in probation. I was a teenager who did a lot of mistakes. And that's why the probation helped me. I learned how to deal with them, with my mistakes and with my mistakes and with my past. And now I'm a good man, and the probation helped me to find my way to success.
This was actually my next question. You already answered it in a way. I was going to ask exactly when probation entered your life, let's say. Would you say that it had an influence on you that helped you towards success, or rather?
Yes, of course. I learned a lot of things from probation from you, because you were my officer, and I learned a lot of things. And the most important thing I learned is to say no. And so I still remember this, to say no. I'm a very good person. I like to help my friends and to help anybody. And for me, it was very hard to say no. I was like this, okay, let's do it. But you see, sometimes this let's do it, if you don't think about it very good, it can have hard consequences for you. And this I learned the best, to say no. And now I'm good and I'm here in front of you and I learned to say no.
What would you say could be changed in probation as you experienced it to make it more effective, more successful, let's say?
To make it more interactive. Many people, and I've been talking with people who now they are starting the probation. I get in touch with this situation, then their imagination is like this. Oh, I just go there and talk to somebody, it's not a big deal. For them, it's not a big deal, but I would say that the government should try to implement something to make the probation more interactive and to try to get the consolidation of the same people with exactly the same types of the criminal activity, like how it was for me, like drugs. I was in the probation for drugs. Okay, now I'm in the position of a man who had friends, and now I'm in the position I can help my friends, and I'm telling them to stop doing this shit. Sorry for my language. And now I can advise them to stop doing this because I don't want them to get past from to get in where I was before.
So you're saying that the way to make probation more effective and more successful is to get the people like you involved, more involved in working, in doing activities maybe for people who are in probation.
Yeah, to help each other.
Okay, that sounds really interesting, and it'd be something worth pursuing. So this would be my last question would be now, if you think about your probation time, like when did you feel most successful?
In my probation time?
Yeah, was there a moment when you felt like that, like you were achieving something?
Yes, the moment when we was in the parliament. Romania, and I was, and you put me in the situation to talk about my experience in the front of many important people and officers from probation around the Europe. And that moment for me was a very good moment. Since today, I tell people, yo, I was doing this shit, you know.
Because you were involved. You were involved.
Yeah, I was involved and I was feeling important, you know. I was like, okay, this guy, Cătălin, my officer, he put some trust in me to send me there. Okay, let's show him. I deserve it. And that's why I'm a type of person. I don't like to make people to disappoint them. I don't like to disappoint people. And if someone counts on me, I like to go for it.
And this is great, absolutely. It can also, as we said in the beginning, it can also be a problem sometimes, but now you know it, you're aware.
Okay. So that was the first interview with a probationer, and I'm very happy that he brought up that story with a meeting in the parliament. That was quite a big event. Let me share with you the second interview with Mr. Nitze, I guess.
Hello, Bogdan. Thank you for agreeing to talk to me today. I was wondering, and maybe if you can talk about success in probation, like. Are there any ways in which you can see your experience in probation as success? And if so, what were those?
Yeah, of course, all the time, because, and I'm telling you why. For me, and in my opinion, the probation is, I would say, the opportunity that the than the judge, yeah, because you are under probation after a decision made by a judge, yeah. I think that the probation gives you the opportunity to be as close as possible of your normal life, but not the normal before you being convicted, but this new normal where you're having the possibility to be better, and in the same time to have your family and your friends close to you, being, of course, out of prison. This is very important for me because I consider that the institution of probation is by itself a success. Without taking into consideration what it does for you or what do you need to do during the probation period. Why is that? I think that this is because of what I said on the beginning. It gives you the huge opportunity to continue your life as you know it, being, of course, out of prison. Yeah.
I see. So what you're saying is basically that simply the institution of probation, because it functions the way it does, it offers you this opportunity. But would you say are there any more concrete ways in which probation, maybe the staff, your probation counselor or officer in other countries is called a probation officer, in our country is called a probation counselor. Would you say that there are maybe more concrete ways in which probation, through the people that it offers its services, help you maybe achieve success?
Yeah. Of course. I can talk of myself and only for my case, yeah. And I'm positive saying that, and I strongly believe that during all my period under probation, I am a positive example because of the person who I am. I am responsible. I am persons who listens and who implement everything that my officer said to me that I need to do. And speaking, of course, again only for me, I would say that this was enough for me. But I'm 100% sure that there are other people there, other people that are under probation that needs more attention and needs that their parole officer, their probation officer or counselor need to be very close to them. They need to be there for them in order to help to rehabilitate, in order to help not necessarily to be better, but to minimize the risk to do that the criminal fact again. Yeah.
If there was one thing that you would recommend or you would see as in need of change in probation, in how probation works today, in order to help people achieve success, what would that be? And I think you already pointed that out. Am I right when you said that maybe more attention?
Yes, I would say so. Again, I think, and I am positive that I have learned from each experience that I have under probation, and from each conversation that I have had with my probation officer, and I have listened every piece of advice that he gave me, and so on and so forth. I cannot say that this is something we need to change. So, needs to be changed in the current structure, but yes, I would say that sometimes it needs to the institution needs to be a bit more focused over the person that really needs that that attention. And I think that one action item that can be put on the list are projects, more projects maybe that involve persons that are under probation. I was in a similar project. Yeah, I have this example. Yeah, my my judge gave me to pass two correctional programs of social reintegration that I needed to do over the years in probation. And the first one was a whole new experience, not for me, but for all of us, including my group that I was with, and including my my officer and also the institution of probation, because it was a new program implemented at the national level. And me and my group, as I was saying, was the first one who took advantage of this. More than that, I had the opportunity to pass on from learnings that I took passing the program, and after that, delivering it to other people that were under probation at that time.
So you are something like a probation. You took the role of a probation officer for a little while yourself. You were teaching other people. Maybe so.
Yeah. I wouldn't say necessarily that I took the role of the probation officer, but I managed to teach other people.
Yes, I'm afraid we have to stop this exciting description of the project. Actually, both probationers were involved in an innovative project called peer pro-social modeling, where probationers with long experience were involved in being mentors and delivering a kind of probation program to the new probationers coming into the service. So it was quite a strong experience, as you can see from their description. They are still talking about it, although I think that pilot stopped about a year ago, right?
Yeah, when everything else stopped. Yeah. I mean, yeah. When so many things stopped. Yeah,
that was amazing to see them again. Thank you very much, Catherine, for that. What can I say? I think we have a question in the chat, or we have more, but I see one from Clement. Mr. Clement Ocek is the deputy director of the Kenyan Probation Service. Hello, Clement. Good to see you again. Always a pleasure to chat with you. You have a question about if the release is a sort of a test for the prison efficacy. For the prison success. And I think you're right. I think to a certain extent, what prisoners do inside the prison matters for what when they got released. But not only that, I think the community has also to play an important role in developing the right infrastructure, the right attitude, the right environment for them to be welcomed back and supported into the new life. So yes, prison can do a lot in social reintegration, but it's not enough. The community, the probation service, the social inclusion agencies and so on, they should also be mobilized around a reintegration project. Thank you for your questions. I'm afraid we slowly have to move on to the conclusions. It was quite interesting, and I think I learned a lot from the discussions so far. What was really obvious for me is that success is more like a collective project. It's not an individual project all the time. Almost everybody, staff, probationers, prisoners, they all spoke about others, involving others, working with others, stimulating each other, supporting each other, having confidence, having trust in each other. So I think success is something that we need to think of as a kind of collective project, not an individual project. And I think for me, at least, this is my main takeaway from today. But what about you, Julia? What is your main takeaway from today?
Same here. I've seen about meaningful activities, about relationships and communication. And actually, this is very much connected with our event we have organized to get today. And that's why we are grateful to all the colleagues involved in this project to make this event possible. So thank you, colleagues, probation, prison. Thank you, Iwan, for making this partnership possible. Thank you, Rob, and thank you, INCJ, for today. It was a great day, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. We are here.
John's going to ask a question.
Okay. We are very careful.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. That was really insightful and really interesting to be able to engage with. I mean, you know, as someone who's an ex-offender myself, it was interesting to hear, and I put it in the comment there. Make sure, hopefully, you've seen it. Sylvia and Catalan talking about, you know, the probation officer's superpower, and you know, Sylvia talking about the seed of change. I think it's the fact that you're probably the first person, maybe, that's given them an option of something different from a life that they're actually on, or a path that they're on. And also the role that people play outside, as in that's the career path they've chosen because it's like a conscious choice, you know, or it is the only option, the family are involved in criminal activity, whatever. And I think that's what was really fascinating, listening to those guys, particularly the young man as well, but I missed his name, talking about the role of peers. And obviously that can go both ways. You know, helping them to get better skills for when they come out to carry on their criminal activity. But for those that have maybe have gone through the process and are quite positive about it, the role that they can play in actually saying to people, it is really interesting. I thought that's what made Clement's comment so interesting as well, about the role of prison officers. You know, not just being on the receiving end of the people with the keys and the rules, but actually the ones that can also turn around and say this person's showing different traits to be able to do things. So very positive. Thank you. Great. Excellent, excellent presentation.
Thank you for making this possible.
You have been listening to the INCJ podcast, conversations about international criminal justice. To find out more, go to our website at criminaljusticenetwork.net or follow us on Twitter at INTCJ Network.